This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. The Feast of St. Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael Archangels by Father William Doc Holliday.
You will see greater things than these. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The prayer that opens the Mass of St. Michael. O everlasting God, who hast ordained and constituted the services of angels and men in a wonderful order. I want to focus tonight on that wonderful order, not so much on any specific angel, but the order itself, because we benefit so greatly from this order that is constituted by God. Do you never read those words, though, where he says, I've ordained and constituted the service of angels and men in a wonderful order as if they are equal. Sort of like what the angels do is their thing, then we do our part. That's not really this wonderful order. The wonderful order is the holy angels taking care of us. This is this wonderful order. This is what should give us so much solace on this day. Not just, and although I think there's no one around here that's here for more than a couple weeks, my devotion to St. Michael and all of the angels. But nonetheless, we have to look at this whole establishment that God makes with us. We have an inkling of the wonderful order that are the hierarchies of angels. We are the hierarchies of angels. We hear about the choirs of angels. A lot of people are interested in this, the choirs of angels. I mean, we know it from Scripture. The only thing we know of them specifically is that they exist. There are three hierarchies of angels, and each one of the hierarchies are made up of three choirs of angels. To even do a cursory study of it is an endeavor that can kind of make your head swim. There is a little book, and when I mean little book, it's not thick. It is about the choirs of angels, the angelic hierarchy. If you try to read it, and again, it's a little tiny paperback book, it will make your head swim. Where do you get this? Where do you get that? A lot of it is gleaned from Scripture. A lot of it, but I don't mean with specificity. It's just we know that these beings exist in heaven and that they are, some of them are used directly to assist us in the world. They said there are three hierarchies of angels made up of three choirs each. The three hierarchies. You know, and these hierarchies are, they're differentiated because of how they relate in the divine government. We don't really get it because we don't do kings and queens anymore. The angelic hierarchy isn't set up with Congress and Senate. It's not set up with parliaments and prime ministers. It's set up with a king, the King and King of Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is, if you know history and you know how kings used to work here, that is the pattern. That's why we had that pattern on earth for so many centuries, is because that's the pattern of government in heaven. Just like most people don't even know how kingdoms worked back in the day. But this whole hierarchy thing. The first hierarchy. These angels, angelic beings, are the ones who are always with the king. They are the highest of the hierarchy, the seraphim, the cherubim. these angels, these angelic beings, they never leave the throne room of God. They're always with the king. Even in temporal kingdoms, there used to be a group of men who were around the king. They never left his side. They were his counselors. They never left his side. They had that responsibility. The second hierarchy of angels, they look after the affairs of the kingdom. They just don't stay around the throne of grace, but they're the ones who, for instance, discuss things with prophets who have visions of heaven, things like that. These are sort of like what would be akin to, in the earthly realms, a group of people who wouldn't be at the king's side all the time, but they basically have the how to run the castle. You'd have this responsibility around the castle. You'd have this responsibility around the castle. And then there's a third group. This is the group with which we must be concerned, because this is the group that helps us. And those are the principalities who take care of different parts of the realm. They don't stay at the castle all the time. The king gives them special responsibilities among the kingdoms. They have different things that they do. They have different responsibilities to which they look that are directly influenced with us. These are the principalities. The principalities, archangels and angels. This is the lowest form, the lowest hierarchy of the angelic beings. But these again are the ones, they might be lowest, but they're above us and they're there to help us. They are the principalities. It's just like in this where a king would, again, delegate authority, a prince, and those organized under him. This is St. Michael the Archangel. Here he's referred to as the Prince of the Heavenly Host, and he has a bunch of angelic beings that are organized under him. These are the ones who are directly involved in our lives. This is that wonderful order of which the prayer speaks this evening. We are the direct beneficiaries of the principalities, of the ministry of St. Michael the Archangel, of Gabriel the Archangel. We are directly influenced, guided, and ministered by them. This is the wonderful order that we prayed about this evening. And this is the solace that you should receive in understanding how much they do for you. God uses these angelic spirits to administer to the corporeal world. This is that organization that he has put. We, as much as it might pain us to humble ourselves, we are like the lowest of God's created beings. But what about the animals? We're talking about beings that are, you know, because the angels are all spiritual beings. We're a hybrid. We are made of the slime of the earth, so saith the old English versions. We're made of the slime of the earth, but we still bear spirit. We're hybrids. We're, like I said, it doesn't do our pride very much, but we are the lowest on the order of the food chain as far as anyone that has anything to do with spirituality. Animals don't have spirits. Fish don't have spirits. We have spirits encased in flesh, but nonetheless, we are the lowest on the rung, so to speak. We should never look at that as something derogatory or degrading to our dignity, because God cares enough about us to give us spiritual beings to assist us in our frailty. The lower is always ruled by the higher. God knows we make a mess of things. That's our lot in life. We are sin cursed and we are fallen. We make a mess of things, so God has helped us out. Not only does He, through our baptism, give us the Holy Spirit, infuse within us the theological graces and all that other good stuff, but He has actually sent angelic beings from heaven to minister to us. This should be so encouraging. What do these angelic beings do for us? I mean, if you ever really think, you know, my guardian angel, he protects me when I almost get in a bad car wreck, you know, and all that. Yeah, but there's so much more to that. The angels that are sent to assist us, they basically do two things. One, they are intent on fulfilling divine providence in this world. The second thing is that they fulfill the divine will for God. We can cooperate or we cannot cooperate, both of those things are still going to happen. The divine will is going to be secured in this world, and the intent of God's providence is never going to be thwarted. The angels will ensure that. This is the actions that they have upon us. Your guardian angel, and we all have them as individuals, but we also have to understand that there are angels that have been given over guardians over, for instance, parishes. This parish has guardian angels over it. How many? I don't know. One? 8 billion? I don't know. But nonetheless, there are guardian angels assigned to this parish. Again, guardian angels assigned to us as individuals. Nations have guardian angels. Places have guardian angels. They all have. Well, how many angels is there? A bunch. That's a theological term. A bunch. Okay. They are innumerable. They are limited in number, and they don't have little angels and get married, but there are myriad angels, and they act upon us in certain ways. They can act upon our spiritual natures. They can influence, illuminate. You're not a little puppet on their string. You are illuminated. They can have an influence on your imagination. They can have an influence on your senses, our imaginations. You know, as you get the Holy Spirit indwells you, as you deepen your knowledge and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, our imaginations are, they become more attuned to spiritual things. The angels assist us in that. The angels will confirm when your imagination takes you somewhere. You see an image, you pray, you know, whatever it might be, the angels will illumine you to confirm that what you're doing is right. Your senses, same thing. Our senses are attuned to our spirits. They cannot influence your will. Angels cannot influence your will. You have free will. The only being that can influence your free will is God Almighty Himself, should He desire that. Again, you're not a puppet on a string, and He would never violate your free will, because then that's not freedom. That is not, for instance, love for God or for Him to make you love. But He's the only one that can influence your will. The angels cannot do that. So there are some things they can influence and other things that they cannot. The third thing that they do is they can be sent to minister to us. For instance, you do have a guardian angel or angels. You can have a guardian angel, but every now and then God will send an angel to minister to you for a particular reason. We know this from Scripture. St. Peter, when he was in prison, St. Peter was born with a guardian angel. St. Peter had a guardian angel. God sent an angel from heaven to kick Peter in the side and say, gird yourself up and follow me. And he took him out of prison. We have myriad examples of angels being sent to minister to people in various ways that are over and above those of our guardian angels. So they can be sent to minister also. These are the things that this great establishment and coordination between us and heaven, this is, again, what is, you know, it should overwhelm us with a sense of security and a sense that at the end of the day, we are going to be the beneficiaries of what these angels do for us if we cooperate with them. And we have to understand that it is a necessity for us to cooperate with them. St. Thomas Aquinas, in his catechism, St. Thomas Aquinas, he speaks of this whole life, because like to hear of these things is like drinking out of a fire hose. I don't get this. I don't get that. St. Thomas Aquinas says, in each angelic order, there are subordinations without number, each angel having a proper place and a particular duty. But it is not for us to know all of this in this life. Like I said, we're on the bottom rung of the ladder of spirit. And for, you know, I get how the seraphim work. I get how the cherubim work. No, you don't. You don't know the first thing about them. You don't know what God does with them up there. You don't know anything about it. We're not supposed to. We have enough trouble getting our heads around our guardian angels, much less what the other hierarchies of angels are doing in heaven. But I think this is the bottom line that does it for me. Again, St. Thomas Aquinas. While we are here, the higher rules the lower. But as he says, in heaven, men are included in the hierarchy of angels. This wonderful order of things, it applies here. It doesn't apply in heaven anymore. Because once you get to heaven, and that is when you're accompanied by your guardian angel into heaven, when he accompanies you into heaven, all of a sudden you become part of the hierarchy. You do not become an angel, but you are part of their hierarchy. This is what we aspire. So talk to your guardian angel. Pray with your guardian angel. Be attentive to your guardian angel, because you're going to be hanging out for all eternity. So you might as well get to know him now. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.